to order at 6:14 on Wednesday, April 19th, 2017. We're at the Administration Committee meeting. Myself, Alderman Molczewski, and we have Alderman Terulis joining us. And we have Alderman Frieders and staff. So, okay, all the citizens, don't comment all at once. We're good. Minutes for correction and approval, March 15th, 2017. Any comments or corrections?
My name is misspelled.
Oh, no.
I do feel like a Fritters right now.
I'm sorry.
That's my only comment. No, I'm used to it. It's better than Fritters, though.
Man, we are just doomed here. Okay, so we will approve them as corrected. New Business Admin 2017-34, the monthly budget report for March of 2017.
Biggest item in there is the sales tax number. The last one on the report is $299,123, so that's your Christmas sales from this year. That is the second highest month we've ever had for sales, which is expected because we've been growing for the past 2 or 3 years now. That is up 4% year over year from last Christmas season, which is one of our best months ever. You know, we've generally been seeing 4, 5, 6, 7, couple 10 percenters year over year going forward. So the February number that you do not see on there was 196,000, which beat estimates modestly, and it's up 4% year over year again. So I think in the budget this year we started assuming 3%. Mm-hmm. So you know, we're a little bit ahead of even our projected growth on a somewhat less conservative basis from year to year. And then if anybody has any questions about the expenditures, I'm happy to take those.
Comments, questions? Okay, we're good. Let's go on to Admin 2017-35, the monthly treasury report for March 2017. Go, Rob.
Beginning fund balance of $17,243,885. Year-to-date revenues of $32,406,356. Year-to-date expenses of $35,743,598. For a projected ending fund balance of $13,906,643.
Comments, questions?
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, we're good on that. Three, Admin 2017-36, the cash statement for February 2017.
Informational as always, cash balance is on the first page and our investment balance is on the second page.
Comments, questions on this? Okay, we're going. Four, Admin 2017-37, bills for payment. Comments or questions on the bill list? We're good? Okay, let's move on. Six, Admin 2017-39, repealing, Admin 2017-38, monthly website report for March 2017. Can you give us your last report?
I was saying, this is gonna be the last one.
And you can answer your question. We'll let
I don't know if I have any questions. 2 years later.
I guess the most significant thing was the administrative assistant opening. A lot of people go on the website for that, which was great. Bid postings. So, what I would expect at this time.
Okay.
I just had one question. What's the name of the service that you used to compile this data?
PIWIC.
It's not PIWIC?
Nope, it's not. And that's the last time you're going to hear me say that.
Single tear.
Comments and questions? Well, we had that one kind of question. Okay. Now let's go on to Admin 2017-39, the repealing regulation of farmers market.
Staff proposed this repeal because Parks and Rec Department this year are treating the farmers market as a vendor event. So they register as a vendor, and the Parks and Rec is promoting this as one of the premier events for the summertime, actually. In the past, they would go through the clerk's office where they would have to receive a license, and this is just one more less step that the vendor has to complete, and it makes it more friendly for the businesses that are participating, and it allows us to have a little bit more control on the farmer's market itself.
Okay, comments, questions?
This is awesome. Because I know the woman who was like, hey, can we do this? Sure, if you want. And the number of vendors that she's got slated to come all summer is like, Remember when I had that dumb idea to move to the river because of the construction on 47 and it went and it was horrible? Well, this is like not only a revamping, but it will have like four times the amount of vendors that we've had in the, like, since I've lived in this city. So once this is off the ground, I think I'm going to get this woman's name tattooed on my shoulder. I mean, she's incredibly skilled at being able to compile all of these people into a workable schedule. So we've got some pretty cool residents that live here. She deserves new streets, by the way. So I'll throw that out there. As a resident of Whispering Meadows, she would really love some new streets. But she will remain nameless until we award her with some fresh broccoli.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, so we can put that on consent agenda?
Let's talk about it. Funkhauser would love to talk about this one. He wouldn't, but I think we should, because then it's more advertising.
Okay, we'll put it on. Just for you, we'll put it on the regular agenda. So you can chit-chat. Woo! Chit-chat it up.
I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, you better now. When they ask me for the report, I'm going to say, I'm going to defer this to you.
All right, deal.
Okay. So then we have number 7, admin 2017-40, repealing licensing requirements for taxi cabs.
Once again, this is a staff recommended repeal. With the increase in Uber and Lyft, we really haven't had any, we've never issued a taxi cab license, I believe, since the ordinance was in place. So because of the increase of Uber and Lyft, we recommend that it be repealed in its entirety.
Comments or questions? Can this go on the consent agenda?
Please.
Okay, do we have any old business? Oh, no, we have no old business. Any additional business?
Siebert,
thank you for coming out at 6:21 and the meeting's over.
Hi, Paul. Spent half the day in the hospital.